I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3 o'clock hour on this Monday. It's our 3 o'clock hour theme song from Georgie. I'm on social media, Georgie Music, M-U-Z-I-K, by the way. We're going to talk with Chris Whittingham this hour on the program. Have a little conversation about PSG and Chelsea and Inter Miami and Leo Messi, and can bring up National Mac and Cheese Day as well. We may, if we get a chance to, in the 4 o'clock hour, replay a segment. Was it Mike Cugno who celebrated Mac and Cheese Day with us a few years ago? Where did he go? Did he go to
a Boston Market drive-through, which I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, they have decent. None of them exist anymore, right? There are no Boston Markets anymore.
You said that, but I've seen a couple Boston Markets. I don't know if they're open, but the actual like store still exists.
Thought they all closed because they had decent mac and cheese. You know, for fast food mac and cheese. I'm a big fan of the Kraft mac and cheese. Kraft mac and cheese with the powder cheese packet. You boil it up. You powder that cheese on. You put a little butter in there. I'm a big fan of that. But we can ask Whittingham about mac and cheese for National Mac and Cheese Day. There was a story that I read today. I don't know if anyone tweeted this at you, Crowder, or anyone texted it to you. I think it's Joe Shad. Let me open this story. It's SI. Alain Poupart. Is it Alan or Elaine?
Alan Poupart.
We like him. I think he's a very good writer, covers the Dolphins for a long, long time. So he wrote in SI at SI.com. They're counting down the days for the Dolphins. Today happens to be 52 days away from the start, Crowder. And so he's been doing since 99 days away. A countdown of the best players whoever wore that number.
More than Greenwood.
Today they're at number 52. The top players at each number so far, if you want to know, Jason Taylor, you can guess 99. 98, anybody have a guess? I'm going to have to do this real quick. 98?
Fat guy.
Is that Ndamukong Suh's number?
Oh.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. He just retired, by the way, over the weekend. He retired for good over the weekend.
Yeah.
97?
Philip Merlin,
you got it. 96?
David Bowens.
Paul Soliai. 95?
Tim Bowens,
you got it. 94?
No idea.
Friend of yours.
Who?
Randy
Truck.
Starks.
Oh, Big Stark. That's my man. Yeah, he's a scuba dive instructor now. He lost a bunch of weight.
What?
Randy Starks?
Moved to Bolivia or something and became a scuba diver. Randy was a weird dude. He lived like four houses down from me. Sold his house and moved out of the
If you gave me the question, what former Miami Dolphin became a scuba instructor, I would have 500 names before I got to Randy Starks.
He lost about 150 pounds, lives in Bolivia, wow. And he's a scuba diver instructor.
I want to hear, like, I want to know, I want to know everything about this. Let's get him
He had a dog that I kidnapped one time because he kept pooping in my yard.
Remember this story?
Yeah, it was Randy Stark's dog. I didn't say his name telling the story, but it was his dog I kidnapped because it came and pooped in my yard.
What's the problem with that? What's the problem with his dog pooping in your yard?
I mean,
it would just stay, but he would just hang out in my yard.
Let your dog poop anywhere and don't clean it up. What's the
difference? It wasn't even about the poop. It was that this dog just hung in my yard, and I was like, you like my house this much?
I don't think that's exactly the...
Every take Crowder has that he like,
he's got an opposite take.
It ends up backfiring on him, and he ends up being exposed. Man, this is crazy.
Every time this was just a week and a half ago.
Every time the dog got out, it would come and just hang around my yard. So I put him in my garage, and I was like, the owner has to come find him now. So I know the owner is, and it ended up being Randy Starks.
93, Trace Armstrong. 92, Zach Sealer. 91,
Monty Holiday.
Ham Wake.
Yeah, that's better.
90, Marco Coleman. 89, friend of the program.
Aronde Gadsden.
86.
9, how dare you?
I'm not good at numbers.
Ed Perry.
Nat Moore.
I didn't know Nat's number.
88, Keith Jackson, the tight end. 87, Andre Tillman. 86, friend of the program.
OG.
Aronde Gadsden. Yeah. Well done. 85, Nick Bonacani. Yep. 84, Bill Stanfill. Mark Clayton, 83. Hartline, 82. OJ McDuffie, 81.
Yes, I knew Juice was going to make it.
Irving Fryer, 80. I don't have time to go through all these.
Yeah, fat
number
guys.
58. Friend of the program, number 58.
Austin Spittler.
Kimbo Camper. Number 57, Dwight Stevenson. Number 56, friend of the program.
Tuan Russell.
John Offerdahl. I don't think Tuan was 56.
I think he was 50-something.
ZT 54, of course. You want to guess who was 53?
Boy, the Killer Bee.
Maybe. I don't know. His name is Bob Matheson.
Oh,
I don't. You don't know Bob Matheson because I don't know Bob Matheson.
Of course.
Is he black or white?
White.
Lie.
Bob Matheson's white, dude.
52. Phillip Wheeler.
And then you get to 52. Now you get to 52. And again, this is Alan Poupart in SI. Some of the players who've worn 52 for the Dolphins include. I'm trying to try to get to some of the more current ones, ones we may know. Morlon Greenwood.
Before me, and then Phillip Wheeler after me. That's the only ones I know.
Phillip Wheeler, Kelvin Shepard, Chris Jones, Raekwon McMillan, Landon Roberts, Patrick Paul. Where's it now?
I got all them.
Robin Seindlin, Scott Nicholas in 87, Dennis Falkes, Mike Reichenbach, 90 to 91, Roosevelt Collins in 92.
Crowder got a leg up.
And guess who the greatest
Crowder number got a 52. Leg up. Oh, Crowder got a leg up, Mark. Crowder got a leg up.
This is what Elaine Poupart. Is it Alan or Elaine? I keep asking the same thing. It's Alan. Alan Poupart. This is what he writes. We have arrived at another number without a clear-cut choice as the best to wear while playing for the Dolphins. There are several candidates for the top three spots, however. Robert Jones was a three-year starter after arriving as a free agent in 1998 and was particularly impressive in that first season when he finished with five sacks and two interceptions. Morlon Greenwood was a four-year starter after arriving as a second-round pick in 2003 and made a lot of tackles, including 108 in his final season with the team, though he never was an impact player. And Channing Crowder, who's having a great second career as a talk show and podcast host, was also a third-round pick. He started 74 of the 82 games he played for the Dolphins. He had a career-high 113 tackles in 2008 when Miami won the AFC East title and, of course, had a memorable game-clinching interception against Tom Brady in 2009. He also writes about the number 52. McMillan was a disappointment as a former second-round pick before he was traded to the Raiders 2 summers ago. Roberts was effective in 2021 and 2022, wearing 52 after switching from 44 in his first season with the Dolphins. Tackle Patrick Paul is entering his second season in the NFL and first as a starter, and the hope is that he makes an argument for himself here sooner rather than later. The top three Dolphins players with the number 52. Number three, Alandon Roberts. Number two, Robert Jones. And number one, Channing Crowder.
Wow. Don't get him, big man. Don't kill him.
According to Alan Poupart from SI.
How much you pay him,
Channing Crowder?
How you pay him?
Is the greatest Miami Dolphin to ever don the number 52.
Take that, Solana.
How about that?
You beat That's out. Pretty cool, though. You beat that out. Cool. You beat out Alandon Roberts and Raekwon McMillan.
Listen, it's a storied franchise.
Yeah.
And you are now in the conversation with Jason Taylor, best number that ever played 99 for the Dolphins. Zach Thomas, best ever 54 for the Dolphins. You own the number 52.
Thank you. And I appreciate it, and I agree with him.
I voted for Alandon Roberts on that list and to be my radio partner. I got outvoted on both.
I'm probably friends. What is it? So 99, 52, I don't know, what, 47? I'm probably friends with 40 of those guys.
Not a storied number in Miami Dolphins franchise history, but it doesn't matter.
Now you can go to hell, too. I'm glad I didn't get 55.
I mean, you're no Bob Matheson, but.
All right. Let's get.
Who was 55, Junior?
Bob Matt. It's, let me see. I don't think it was.
Because he didn't play here long enough.
You didn't wear 55 one year?
No.
I did with the Florida Gators.
I wore with the Gators. Gotcha. I wore 11 in high school, got to Florida. OJ Small had 11, so they just gave me whatever number was available. And then I got to the Dolphins, and Junior had 55. And they brought me in for a deep conversation, and I was like, I know what this is. Just give me whatever number I can get. Players make the numbers. Numbers greatest don't make number, the players, son.
Greatest number 55 in Dolphins history, according to SI, is Ernest Rohn.
I don't know him. Ah, Junebug got him. Junebug is 12 time.
I don't know who that is. R-H-O-A-N-E. Ernest Rohn.
Yeah.
Probably 72.
Back in the day.
Bob Matheson was on the 72 team, by the way. Ernest.
He was
Ernest
a linebacker Rohn. For 10 seasons with the Dolphins.
75 to 84.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Junior wasn't here, but what, 4 years, 3 years?
Yeah.
14 career NFL interceptions, by the way.
Tip ups. See, I was white on rice. I was white on rice coverage. So I was so close to my man in coverage, they never threw the ball my way. Mm-hmm. They called That's me the white
problem.
On rice.
You were white on rice. That is the problem.
Brady and Peyton used to point at me and say, white on rice, white on rice. Right on top of them.
That's what you heard in your head. What they were yelling was, go at him again. Go at him again.
They saw pie. They saw pie in the middle.
Let's get headlines here. Chris Whittingham's going to join us this hour. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Hey, Crowder, how confident are you in Randy Starks denouncing all his possessions, moving to Bolivia, and becoming...
Omar's texting me, you are totally wrong.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
On this.
Right. He lost a bunch of weight and he's like started scuba diving. It might be in the Caribbean. Bolivia, I think I just made up.
But Omar Kelly just sent me a picture that he is the head coach for Eureka College, a position he has held since 2024.
Really?
Yeah.
Last time I talked to Randy, he was in a foreign country scuba diving.
Did he just need a few bucks to borrow?
Maybe he adjusted his life. Let me see what Randy Starks is doing. Got his number. Let me call him. Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to text you Randy Starks' number. Call him and ask if he's a scuba diving instructor.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, please.
Come on, Jimmy.
Randy, I gotta get you. I had to get you to talk to somebody on the phone.
This is Jimmy Crowder. Crowder.
I got so Dwayne Starks. He's a football coach.
Ticket Wizard says Bob Matheson was excellent.
I got the big tackle from the Steelers' name is Starks. Oh, I got it. Jimmy, 954.
Didn't Dwayne Starks play at UM?
Yeah, I got Dwayne Starks' number. Dwayne Starks, Max Starks, and then Starks. That got to be Randy.
I think I have Randy Starks' number.
Then I got Captain Neil Starks. I met him at the Exxon.
I have Randy Starks' number. He used to do a weekly show with us on 790.
You see how I save people's numbers? Captain Neil Starks, Exxon.
Why would you ever need his number again?
Because he's a captain and I'll go fishing with him. You know, I'll jump on a boat with anybody. That's how I'm going to die one day. I'm going to get on somebody's boat I don't know, and they're going to kidnap me and take me to Bolivia.
Well, that's on you for talking to people at the Exxon and then ending up on their boat.
That's my bait. That's my, when they say, you wanted some candy?
Right.
And they get the kids in the car.
You fall forward every time.
If you tell me you fish, I will get your number and call you the next day. Hey, man, when you going out? They're going to kidnap me.
By the way, I would like to add that Bolivia is landlocked. So moving to Bolivia to become a scuba dive instructor.
He's a big pond. He's a pond. He scuba dives in ponds. He is a different thing.
That's great.
He's a river scuba. He's called River Scuba. The boy lost a lot of weight and started scuba diving. Omar.
So perfect. It's a landlocked country. No wonder he had to get into coaching. Sat around all day. Phone never rang.
It's a terrible business plan.
He had billboards all over Bolivia. Bolivia's hottest scuba instructor. Didn't get one call.
It might not have been Bolivia.
He's like, I checked in the yellow pages. There's no scuba instructors here. First one in sets the market.
I'm locked in. First one in sets the market. Listen, he started scuba diving, fellas, and I kidnapped his dog. Let's call Randy Starks. 3:30 tomorrow.
I want to scuba dive. I want to learn how to scuba dive. That's always been a goal of mine.
You too weak body. Your body's weak. You couldn't do it.
No desire to ever do that. That's the dumbest hobby.
It's fun.
No.
It's like it's snorkel with deep water. Deep
right.
water.
And you know how I feel about snorkeling.
Snorkeling. You're right about snorkeling.
I mean, it's honestly one of the greatest injustices ever perpetrated on humans, this snorkeling thing. And then, you know, the $329 excursion to go snorkeling. Yeah, here's a rubber tube. Shove it in your mouth.
I told you, man, I rubbed a sea turtle's back scuba diving in Bahamar in the Bahamas.
Oh, dumb. And scuba diving, like any hobby that they go, oh, yeah, I can teach you this in 2 hours. Also, if you do it wrong, your head explodes. Yeah, I'm okay. Maybe let's come up with other things to give tourists to do, you know. When you're ready to come up, just come up. But don't come up too fast because your head will explode. Don't stay down too long. You'll run out of oxygen. Your head will explode. So I know you've never done this before. Come up at your own leisure. But again, not too fast because your head will actually physically explode. Or if you come up too slow, we'll never be able to get you off the ocean floor. But have fun out there. And we feel like we've taught you everything you need to know.
You can't take a bunch of damn dummies out there. But it's not that intricate.
Yeah, it is.
Send me Randy Stark's lobster. I want to learn.
Hey, going lobster, you know, lobster. Gigging and all. Oh my goodness, that's so much fun. Until you get up under a ledge and there's a big ass shark sitting there and he swims away and all the sand's around you and you think a river monster is going to kill you. Yeah, but other than that, man, it's amazing.
I'll let Rustic in capture it for me.
Scuba diving is fun. It's like a different world.
Yeah. Have fun.
You know, 75% of the earth is ocean.
Another one of those things where people love to say that, I spent $700 getting certified and then I bought all the equipment for $14,000. I can't wait to get out there and you never go and you're not lugging the equipment anywhere. And then you end up like Randy Stark's opening up a scuba place in a landlocked country because you don't really want to go underwater.
Well, speaking about it, I tell you the truth. I never got certified. I just go out with this hillbilly dude, my buddy Jason, and he just said, hey, throw this on, brother. Breathe regularly. Don't beat the bubbles up. And I just dove in and started swimming down to 70 feet, and it worked for me.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Hey, I'll take you out with Jason, Solana. Don't spend $700. Jason got you.
I'm surprised to hear that the man who truly understands the complexity of the world's oceans isn't fond of scuba diving and snorkeling.
That's because I understand the complexities of the oceans. We're not meant to be there.
Mm. We are. God put that.
You want to see what's going on in there? Get a glass bottom boat. Go see an aquarium.
20-30 feet.
Atlanta has a nice aquarium. I'm your life.
You want to talk about the worst excursion, the glass bottom boat? Hey, pay $45 to sit on this ledge and stare down for 2 hours. I mean, that is miserable.
That's called throw up factory. I'm never getting on one of them boats.
All right. The Heat play second night of a back-to-back in Summer League, their penultimate Summer League game. They'll finish things off later in the week, but tonight they play the Boston Celtics. Final game for Pelle Larsson, by the way. He's going to go join the Swedish national team. Games on FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
Speaking of the Heat, by the way, happy birthday Heat legend Shabazz Napier.
LeBron gave us a lemon and left town.
34 today. I think Friday we were talking about that was the day that LeBron left the Heat. You know what today is?
The day he made us draft Shabazz Napier? I don't know.
Today is the day that Shaquille O'Neal was introduced by the Heat.
Yeah. You don't yell at Pat Riley about that one, do you?
Nope.
It's what started it all. Trading for Shaquille O'Neal. At the time, the largest trade in NBA history. 7-team trade or 8-team trade? 8-team trade?
I just got down here. I was here for like 9 months, and they traded for Shaq.
Remember, so they traded for him today in 2004, and then a couple days later, they introduced him. He had the Super Soaker, the semi-truck.
Yeah. Should have won MVP that season, too. Finished second in voting. They gave it to Steve Nash. That's a fraud.
Ryan from Funky Buddha. Mm-hmm. Text, first thing I've ever agreed with you on, the ocean can suck it.
Man, y'all some scary.
Not scary. I know where I belong.
If you're in a house, are you going to just go? Are you going to walk around 25% of the house? Are you going to check out the whole house?
No, but I'm not going to go to the places where my head can explode if I go back to my house too soon. Wherever I go on Earth, if I want to go back home, I don't have to worry about my head exploding.
Do you drive? You drive a vehicle?
Yeah.
Didn't you have to learn how to drive a vehicle?
Yes.
So you have to learn how to scuba dive, but then you can explore just like you can explore in a car.
But here's the thing. The scuba lessons take place at a hotel pool for an hour and a half from a guy who's pounding hurricanes during the morning shift. I've watched all these movies, too. They leave people behind. You become chum. Listen, not for me. You know how long it took me to get a driver's license? I had to take a course. I had to pass a written test, a driving test. Got my permit. There's a whole thing. Hey, you show up at the Holiday Inn at the Bahamia, and all of a sudden, you're qualified to scuba dive an hour later, and it's like, I don't know if they got this right or not, and I'm not certain the guy was really paying attention to me. They just wanted to make sure that the charge cleared up to my room.
I told you my buddy Jason is ready. He's locked in.
I'll call Randy. I want to go out with Randy Starks.
He does it in the river because he doesn't.
I'll do scuba diving on land.
That doesn't make it. No.
Well, someone should have told Randy Starks before he opened his scuba diving place in Bolivia.
You're going to put in the regulator, put a mask on, and walk around the Walmart?
If that's what it takes, sure.
Crowder, you have a pool, right?
Yeah.
There you go, Hawk. A little scuba diving in Crowder's pool. Time of your life.
That's the thing. Go. That's where you get certified. Like, you get certified in someone's pool, and then they drop you off 6,000 miles out in the ocean.
6,000 miles? You know Cuba's 90 miles, so they're going to take you to Chile and just throw you off. I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of fun. Under like 50 feet, you can't hear birds or engines anymore, and it gets kind of weird. Like 50, 55 feet, you can't hear the surface.
Yeah,
and that's when I get scared. That's when I won't say scared because I'm a man with a beard. And when I, you know, that's when I kind of swim back towards the shallower water.
Dumbest thing.
A lot of fun.
It's like, I got to this country. I flew all the way to this country. And the country goes, here's the thing. We don't have anything to do here. We got to take you out a couple hundred miles in the ocean for you to have something interesting to do here. We appreciate you coming. And we do have a senior frogs right here on the beach. But that's about it. So if you want to do anything that's interesting, we got to take you a couple hundred miles out into the ocean.
You'll see.
Well, what am I doing here in Cozumel?
You'll see 50 species of fish just dipping your face in the water. Fish swimming everywhere.
20 species of fish at the seafood counter at Publix. What's the difference? I don't have a big tank on my back.
But they're not swimming and living.
What do I care?
It's like an underwater safari. You want to go on a safari?
Not at all.
You don't want to go? Everybody wants to go on a safari.
I got West Palm Beach Zoo.
That's West Palm Beach Zoo is this damn Walgreens. That little bitty ass, they got squirrels and rats.
Those are your sports headlines. Over to weather. I should mention, Inter Miami did win over the weekend. They beat Nashville.
We're going to talk Witty in the next segment, yeah. So we can talk all the Inter Miami you want.
Another brace for Messi. Tonight is the home run derby in Major League Baseball. Your weather, it's raining. Drive safely.
All right. Chris Whittingham, talk a little soccer with us. Do you think Whittingham is a scuba diver?
No, he has a widow's peak.
No chance that he would ever go scuba diving, right?
No. I think he's an indoor child.
Mm. Yeah. What about you, Jimmy? You ever go scuba diving?
No, I would not. But I have been.
I like how he had to think about it. Like,
I have been snorkeling before.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Pretty good. I mean, I was like 13 when I did that.
Oh, did you win?
Did you take the snorkel all the way underneath the water and you got to then blow it out, I guess, when you get back to the thing or whatever?
No, I didn't. I just put
any pictures of you snorkeling?
No, there's no pictures. I don't think that the camera will.
I think I have pictures snorkeling on my honeymoon. Honestly, truly the worst excursion I've ever been on. Like, ever been on. If the water was 10 degrees, it was freezing cold. I just remember Lori and I just huddled, shaking at the end of the boat, waiting for 2 hours while everyone finished up their snorkeling.
Did y'all get married in Maine?
We're in Aruba, I think.
Goodness, yeah. Snorkeling on me, fellas.
I gotta look for snorkeling pictures.
I'll take everybody snorkeling on me.
Let me know.
Pass.
Pass.
All right, Chris Whittingham's gonna join us in the next segment. We'll find out if he enjoys snorkeling or not.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
That's why I love Zephyrhills Hills.
There is no Zephyrhills Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Chris Whittingham is a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Inter Miami have two games on the road this week. First, on Wednesday night, they're in Ohio, take on the second place FC Cincinnati. And then on Saturday night, a trip up to the Northeast to take on the New York Red Bulls. Both of those matches will be live at 7:30 p.m. MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. I do want to ask you about snorkeling and scuba diving, but I'm going to wait because I want to get some soccer in here. Explain to me how PSG, which had torn through the entire Club World Cup with ease, at least it looked like to me, looked like they didn't even belong on the same field as Chelsea yesterday. How does that happen?
Well, it's not even just the Club World Cup, although it is the Club World Cup as well. When, you know, you beat Bayern Munich, they destroyed Real Madrid. They destroyed Atletico Madrid in the group stage. You go back to this past Champions League. They destroyed Inter Milan in the final. They soundly beat Arsenal in the semifinal. They soundly beat Liverpool, although, I mean, they ended up winning on penalties. But if you watch the games, they were much the better team in those games. And it really just can come down to it was just a bad day. It was a down performance. That wasn't supposed to happen. You give Chelsea a lot of credit for taking advantage of the theoretical weaknesses that every that you can look at. Okay, PSG push an incredible number of numbers forward. What that's meant to do is make it incredibly difficult for you to play and try and limit attacks from where they start, never mind from where they end. And so what Chelsea did yesterday was they found those moments for when PSG gave the ball away and when they had the ball deep in their own end, there are moments where they can win the ball up higher up the pitch, and they were attacking against fewer numbers than you would expect to attack against, and they took advantage of those moments. But most teams can look at that as a potential weakness, but very few teams can actually act upon it. There are very few teams that actually have the quality or the aerial threats to go and win what they need to go and win in order to have those moments higher up. So it was just Chelsea catching PSG on a bad day. PSG lost to Botafogo in the group stage. It was a little bit different than that. This was a total domination. And Chelsea are a team that has spent more than $1 billion on their squad the last 3 years. They just couldn't really develop their players. They were really young, and yesterday was finally the day that it kind of all came together.
And Chris, in soccer, I don't know that much about like the schematics of it, but is that just bad matchups sometimes? Like the Eagles, I was going NFL, where like they're physical. So like a five wide, you know, KC type team is not going to be able to beat that physical team. We saw it in the Super Bowl last year. Are the matchups just, can you look at two teams and say they're not going to be able to deal with what they do?
Sometimes those play out a little bit differently though than you might expect. So for instance, PSG and Chelsea are actually fairly similar in how they approach the game. They both want to have the ball. And so from the start of the game, it's kind of this battle of who gets possession and what happens to the team that is not used to normally having the ball. when they're asked to defend, what does that look like? And I think Chelsea, being that kind of team in the Premier League, they're one of the best in possession. They're one of the best in keeping it. Okay, so how do you adjust to when now, and everyone said before the game, oh, PSG are going to dominate. And even the coach of Chelsea was like, who said that? Who said that just because PSG have been so good in this tournament that we're not going to have our moments with the ball? And I really do think that in those moments, first off, PSG are missing an important center back, but that stylistic difference of what Chelsea were able to do and go and win headers and take advantage of defenders that are further forward and be quick when PSG turn the ball over to go and attack them quickly. I think those were definitely the elements of what every coach is looking to do before the start of a game. And I think, Crowder, to your point, it's not even just necessarily about personnel can determine some of that, but it's also what the coach does on the day. What is the coach doing looking at the opponent, the tactics that they set up the team with to go and attack the opponent? That can change from game to game. So I think a lot of people would have thought PSG are the strong team and Chelsea are kind of PSG light, but instead Chelsea went about a completely different style of game than they're used to playing, and they just absolutely tore them apart.
What's funny, Woody, is, okay, that team wins the FIFA Club World Cup, so quote-unquote best team in the world, but Chelsea's not even really expected to perform that well in the Premier League coming up this season, right? Yeah. I was looking earlier today, they're plus 800. It kind of goes to show for like people like Hawk and Crowder who are getting into soccer now that you could be dominant, but when you go up against a team that just has their way with you tactically, like you're explaining, that's the difference between being a plus 500 underdog and winning the FIFA Club World Cup.
And I think that's also a real difference between the country's World Cup, I guess we'll call it, and the Club World Cup, is that all these teams are good enough to where on a single day, an upset like this can happen. Whereas usually in the FIFA World Cup, there, I think, are only 8 countries that have ever won it. And those kinds of upsets don't usually happen. And so in a one-off game on a neutral field, you can see upsets. And we saw them right the way through this tournament. Now, I think a lot of people have said, oh, that's because of motivation. Motivation is the reason why, you know, the Brazilian teams care and the European teams don't. But we saw PSG destroy Real Madrid and look like the strong, dominant team that we've seen over most of the club season. And this Chelsea team, who had a pretty easy and forgiving route to get to this final, on one day can turn in the kind of performance that maybe, let's say, in an international tournament, a country like, I don't know, the United States might not be able to deliver to one of the top countries because there is such a gap. The gap between Chelsea and PSG is not so big that it's insurmountable. And I think that's what we saw on the day, is that Chelsea are a good team. I don't think people would have thought of them as a great team. Now, I think people are kind of asking the question, are they ready to compete in the Premier League last year? Maybe that plus 800 that you mentioned is genuine value going into next season.
Is there anyone on Chelsea who actually wanted the American president in all their celebratory videos and photos?
It's not even just the American president. And I appreciate that you phrased it that way and not in a political framing by mentioning the T word. I really do think that it's not even just, it's nobody. Nobody deserves to be in that photo. No,
the
president,
FIFA president was trying to get out of there.
But because that's the perfunctory thing that you do. And every competition where a trophy has ever been raised, the organizer of the competition hands the trophy off. He walks out of the way and the team, not even, and by the way, this is different to American sports. In American sports, usually the first person that is seen with the trophy in a trophy celebration is the owner of the team. And so you'll see, you know, Clark Hunt or whomever from the Kansas City Chiefs. You'll see the Buss family if the Lakers win, or whomever.
Viola.
Right, exactly. So you'll see the owners involved, but in soccer, the owner is nowhere near it, and especially in European soccer. And so you don't see Todd Boehly involved in the it's always just the team. The captain takes the trophy, and it's just the team. So I think that there are a couple of videos where people found the lip reading of, what's he doing here? And is he going to leave?
Funny,
and yeah, it was really funny, but it's also like one of those things where for all time, that first Club World Cup played in this format, it's hanging. It's got to be hanging in the walls of Stamford Bridge and hanging around the practice facility. Right. Going to have the American president in the middle of it. Standing
I think
going,
that should be a new tradition.
This is nice.
I think that should be a new tradition for any championship. Trump is there, whether he's the president or not, that Trump celebrate, whether it's the Indy 500, the World Series, it's just you celebrate and Trump is there.
Okay, but how many days of his year is dedicated to being like, how far down does this go? Is he standing next to Joey Chestnut on the 4th of July?
He's got to be next to Joey Chestnut. Yeah. That works. AAA World Series, that probably works, but that would be my cutoff. There, maybe the G League. I know you travel, Witty. Have you ever gone scuba diving?
No.
Would
and
you
actually,
ever go scuba diving?
Yeah, I would. Although the only thing is that particularly to do it properly, you do have to be dive certified.
Correct.
Which I'm told is like spending 4 days in a pool. Wearing the gear and figuring out how to use it.
It's an hour and a half at the Holiday Inn at Atlantis, and that's it. And that's my point. This scuba diving is the craziest thing that people decide they want to do, because if you get it wrong, which you're going to get it wrong, your head explodes. There's not, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I take up tennis on vacation and I get it wrong, I don't know, pull a groin. Tennis ball in the eye happens to be fuzzy. It's not going to hurt that much. If I get it wrong on scuba diving, my head explodes into pieces. So why would I ever want to do that? I don't understand the allure. And then my second point is when you go to, you know, you get to a foreign country and they go, hey, by the way, there's nothing really to do here. We got to ship you out 2,000 miles into the ocean to give you something to do. It's like, well, maybe I came to the wrong place.
But beach destinations are not known for having things to do, right? I mean, it's sort of whatever you make of it.
If you need something to do, desperately need something to do, don't take a beach vacation. The beach vacation is for relaxing, having a tropical drink.
It's one of the things offered. You can go paragliding. You can go paragliding. You can play beach volleyball. You can go on a zip line in Costa Rica.
Yes. The paragliding, the guy who's in charge of the vehicle, the boat, and strapping you in can be found renting you your movies at Blockbuster that Friday and Saturday.
There's a timely reference.
Like, why would you want to put your life in the hands of the guys who are working retail at the Benetton in town when it's not their shift to keep you alive on the ocean? Don't do the paragliding. Another big mistake. You don't do that, do you?
But Hawk, you want to live a little. You want to try something.
That's why I avoid the paragliding and the scuba diving.
I mean, live a little in the proverbial sense, in trying to have fun and in doing something that you otherwise wouldn't do.
Hey, yeah, Woody, are you an outdoor guy? Have you ever shot something? Go fishing?
No.
Scuba?
I did just do a vacation where we did a bit of hiking. It wasn't really for me, if I'm honest. Not really a big hiker, but no.
You're like me. I don't like camping necessarily, but I would love glamping.
Is I like being, camping. Like being, yes, I'm aware. Is it like in an RV? Like
I was
RV
thinking
RV
at the
camping?
Ritz-Carlton on Naples Beach, but that was my idea of glamping.
But no, it's not. But I do like sort of in the adventure realm. I've been in a hot air balloon. I have skydived.
Oh, I would never do that. Not
hot air balloon. Hot air balloon's awesome. Oh, time of your life. Wine country. Yeah. I went skydiving. Yeah, when I was with when I was with Levitard Show, we did a thing for the first Miami Grand Prix, the Formula One race. Red Bull were doing like a bunch of activations, and they called up to the show. Were like, "Hey, do two of you want to go skydiving?" And everyone said no. I was like, "Yeah, it sounds fun."
Never. That's
amazing. No, it's great. It's honestly, it is
amazing.
Incredible. When your
go to one of those Skydive USA stores.
No, come on. Yeah, your feet have to be hanging out of an airplane, and you feel the terror of, oh my god, we're 11,000 feet in the air and my feet are hanging out of this thing, and you pull the door like it's a garage door, like a manual garage door. You pull the thing, your feet are hanging off, and you're going, oh my god, what am I about to do? And those first 20 seconds
you
of
feel
the
that
air,
Fly Spirit
the air like smacking up against you, it's just it's a surreal feeling. You'll never feel anything like it.
Not interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't pull my little parachute. I just hit
straight into the turf.
Yeah,
you know, if you want to get adventurous, to me, you're on vacation or something, you want to do something adventurous, go to a food hall. you know, instead of a restaurant, you go to a food hall and you have all these choices and you walk around and maybe you get an entree here and a drink there and a dessert there. The scuba diving and the snorkeling even worse. You ever go snorkeling?
Oh, where you're kind of like hovering like on the surface and have like...
Yeah, you're like, hey, you're going to go underwater. Not too much, though. We're giving you a straw in case things go wrong. Like what could possibly go wrong? I'm 14 inches under the water. And then they're like, yeah, you'll see fish and some shells and some sand.
No, I touched We're going to charge you
$189.
Back.
And we're going to ride you out to a sandbar and do this there. I just don't understand who gets enjoyment out of this. Like, everyone should go snorkeling once in their life to realize how dumb it is, so you never have to do it again. The people who go snorkeling more than once in your life, those are the people you have to question everything about.
I don't mind diving, and I don't mind snorkeling. I kind of agree with you in a little bit of the sense of the danger does not outweigh... what you're seeing, what you're looking at, it's nice, but also like you walk into any Costco and on the television that they're showing off the 4K resolution is what it looks like under the sea.
Exactly.
And so like it's like it doesn't necessarily outweigh. My opinion is if you're gonna do something like that, hot air balloon skydiving, you're like, you feel ups and downs and sights and doing things you otherwise wouldn't
pass.
Yeah. I think it's fun.
Y'all are snorkeling off Hollandale Beach. Like, if you go to Cuba or South Africa, it's not Hollandale Beach. Y'all are ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. There way more can go wrong. Skydiving or getting in a hot air balloon where there's literally fire putting you up in the air than scuba
diving. So cool.
Diving.
Pulling the handle is so cool.
Scuba diving...
Scuba diving, your head could explode.
Well, no, but it's not going to explode.
It happens all the time. That's why they tell you don't rise too quickly.
There's no way it happens all the time. It would be on the news. It would be on the news if it happened all the time.
Listen, if you don't follow the right sites, that's on you. But open your eyes.
I'm not reading the New York Post as much as you do. So,
well, this is going on all the time.
Your nose will bleed a little bit.
You sign away all your rights with the waiver at the beginning. It's crazy. You got some guys teaching you how to scuba dive. You're in a holiday.
Kayak. Do you kayak?
Yes.
Well, that's a lot of territory. Yeah.
Daily, Witty. Daily. If you want to go kayaking, let me know.
All right. Yeah. Next time I'm down there, I'll give you a call.
All right. Yeah, let me know.
Chris Whittingham. Again, Inter Miami, two games on the road this week. Wednesday night in Ohio, take on FC Cincinnati. Saturday night, New York Red Bulls. Both of those matches will be live 7:30 p.m. MLS season pass on Apple TV. Thank you as always, Witty.
No problem at all. Thanks, guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.